According to the Wednesday, August 19th Tribune phonograph, to the delight of many parents, the Colby School Board voted Monday, August 17th, to return to school for 4 days a week of in-person classes this fall. Board members also agreed to proceed with the fall sports seasons as recommended by the WIAA and to consider a full 5 day week at their next meeting. Monday's decision reverses one made a month earlier that would have split the student body into two groups or cohorts and had each cohort come to school for 2 days a week. For the remaining 3 days, students would have received online instruction at home. Well, this didn't sit very well with many parents who said last spring's unexpected jump to virtual learning deprived their kids of the full school experience. The newly approved plan maintains Wednesday as a day for students to stay at home while school facilities are deep cleaned and teachers attend in-service training and host virtual office hours. Parents who are worried about sending their students back to school due to the COVID-related health concerns will still have the option of online-only instruction. Also on Monday night, August 17th, the Abbotsford School Board finalized the district's reopening schedule for the upcoming school year, electing to have in-person school 4 days a week, with the school complex closed on Wednesdays so it can be deep cleaned by custodial staff. During cleaning days, teachers will connect with students virtually and host online sessions. An all-virtual option will also be available to students who prefer not to attend school in the buildings. The board was in consensus that the modified, slightly blended schedule is the best option available right now. Now, since masks will be, for the most part, mandatory to attend school, the district will be supplying each student with 2 washable cloth masks. Disposable masks will also be kept on hand for those who misplace or forget their mask at home. If a student or staff member does test positive for COVID-19, the individuals known to be in close contact with that individual for 15 minutes or more would be contact traced. Both Abbotsford and Colby school districts will have very similar parameters during the coming school year.